Hello?
Hey.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Welcome
All right.
to the Real Press Start.
I'm your host, Pistol Pete Jr. No, I am here with...
That's G-Roll.
G-Roll.
Pete Jr.
We are recording live right now. Not in the same room for the first time ever.
Yeah. So,
which is weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is. So it's like a recorded phone call. Chubb Didge is not with us because I believe he's at work.
He's not with the times.
Yeah, no. And I think I don't even think he downloaded the app.
Yeah, he's not interested in
phone in technology.
In phone calling the podcast.
Yeah. So there's a lot of shit going
like
on
what?
Right now. I don't know. I'm just saying. Did you end up? You end up going to see Deadpool?
Yeah, I saw Deadpool 2.
I have not. You said what's funny was I sent you a text saying, "Hey, you want to go see Deadpool on Friday?" And you were like, "Yeah, I already got my tickets at 10 o'clock." And I was like, "Oh, cool. I'll go buy tickets." So I go onto the fucking AMC website, and there's like 2 seats available in the front row. So you know, I was like, fuck.
Well,
all right. Well, I guess I'm not.
Fear, like the whole front, or like not like A, like not like row A and B were full, but row C there was only like half the seats taken. Like there was like the whole right side was just empty.
Really? When I looked it up in the theater, like it showed what seats were available. It showed all like everything but that front row open. Or being taken.
Yeah,
I
had walked down during the credits because I knew because there's only a mid-credit scene. So I just walked down. I just waited at the bottom of the stairs until it came, and then that way I could just leave and not have to deal with the crowd. There was like no one in the front row in like that front row when you first walk in, where the handicapped seats are.
Damn. Yeah. Man, I should have bought tickets. I'm gonna go try to go see it on Tuesday when it's $5.
I feel like it was better than the first one, but a lot of people. I think the first one was better to most people because it was just something that you never seen before. So a movie like that, where like this one is kind of just riding off of what they did in the first movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a sequel. I think people go in automatically thinking, "Oh, the sequel's not going to be as good," which I mean, it's not always true, but they believe. And I think just this one, I don't know, because I think the hype around it was way bigger.
Yeah,
at least that's what the hype was bigger. And I think maybe that could have been it. I saw an article. It's funny. There's two different articles I saw. That had the news that they're reporting is the exact same, but the way they spin it is different. So, the first article I saw was Deadpool 2 at 125 million. It said Deadpool 2. Oh no, here it is. I'm sorry, I couldn't find it. Deadpool 2 at 125 million joins a big blockbuster. Joins the big blockbuster comic book movies. Meaning, okay, 125 million, Deadpool 2 is just as big as the regular fucking superhero movies, right? Then I have this other article that says, Deadpool 2 at 125 million could suggest that Marvel box office fatigue has come at last.
What?
So they're saying, so this article, the first article is saying 125 million, Deadpool that means Deadpool's a hit, right? This one's saying, only 125 million. That means people are getting tired of Marvel movies.
Well, I think whoever wrote that second one doesn't, because 125 million is literally the first day, is the first day or the debut weekend. I think.
Yeah, that's opening weekend. 125.
Which is like, which I think, or I don't know if it's opening weekend or if it was just Friday night. Are you sure about that?
You know, it says. Deadpool 2 has the third biggest opening of 2018, and the third biggest opening of a Marvel film. Deadpool 2 opened at over 300 million worldwide. Lowest budget. Yes, it's the weekend.
Oh, is it? Okay. No, because I thought I saw an article okay. saying that that was more than Infinity War made on his debut.
No.
But I don't think that's
right. Well, let me see.
That doesn't sound correct.
Let me see. Opening. No, there's no way it beat it. Let's see. Deadpool 2 opening weekend. It does beat Avengers Infinity War for number one.
Okay.
No, it no. Okay, wait.
Because Infinity War made like something disgusting, like 700 million on the first weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just
no. Okay.
It's not... I think it's something about Friday night. It's first day. It's first night.
Yeah. It beat yeah.
Infinity War on Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. So as far as opening weekend, so okay, that's where this article is fucked up. So as far as so think, the opening weekend,
guy, whoever that guy just has incredible misinformation, and is just like thinking that $125 million is all they made.
Yeah. I think that's. Let me see here. And okay, and this is what he's saying too. Okay, so Deadpool 2 has the third biggest opening of 2018, after Black Panther and Infinity War, uh-huh. right? Deadpool 2 opened at 300 million worldwide. Where'd it go? So he's saying it's a 61% a male audience. It shows a decrease, 28 million. What? Like, I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. I think he's just, I don't know.
Nonsense.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know what the hell he's, why he's saying. This is so yeah. I don't get why he's saying why this isn't. It's why it means people are tired of. And when they say that it beat Infinity Wars, it beat it this weekend. Like opening. Okay, so Infinity War. How long has it been out loud? Like
yeah.
a month.
Yeah.
Right. So this weekend, Deadpool. Like Infinity War has been number one at the movie theaters.
I see.
This
I
whole
see. Month. Okay.
The weekend that Deadpool came out, it took the number one spot away from Infinity War. It's not that it's the number one opening.
Okay. I see.
So, but oh shit, I forgot to send you guys.
But yeah, overall, this that movie's thing. Really good. It's there's some really good surprises in it. It's really funny.
Yeah, nothing but good things about it. Like anyone that I've talked to about it, technically, you're the third person I've talked to about it. but everyone I've talked to about it, the three people I have say, well, you said it's not as. What did you say about it compared
better.
To the original?
I like it better.
You think it's better? Oh, that's what I've heard from everyone that I've known as in it.
I think from story and plot to the, I guess, I don't want to say villain, but I guess I guess antagonist would be more accurate.
Okay.
But They're a lot more interesting than we're like the first Deadpool Francis. Was kind of cookie cutter as far as plot goes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was more about all the about the comedy and the action and stuff.
Yeah, and this one, from what I've heard too, is like this one. It's because I was like when he was telling me the stories, I was like, no, don't fucking spoilers. And they're like, well, I mean, there's not much to spoil. Like the story's good, but it's like really nothing like plot heavy where it's like, oh. Like if I tell you this, it's gonna ruin the whole fucking movie for you.
Well, yeah. There's no like spoilers. I said there's some surprises that'll be like, oh no way, they have him in this
case
in here, and that's what I don't want to spoil.
Yeah. Please don't. I've been trying to avoid any kind of Deadpool spoilers at all.
Like, so I'm gonna go see it in the movie where I could say like they're like you would probably be surprised about what happens.
Nice. It's funny, speaking of spoilers, just really quick, I know last week we talked a lot about God of War, and then the week before, and then last week we talked a lot about, or you guys talked about God of War. I was on the show.
Yeah.
Did you, speaking of, did you get my text messages about that?
I was supposed to
Listen
to not to listen to the first half because we do spoilers, but
Oh no! I'd finished it. I'd finished it before.
Right, but if you never finished,
like, so I'm good.
Then you would have been spoiled. And I was supposed to text you like, "Be careful with the first half, any spoilers." I forgot a TikTok.
Yeah. Cause I was talking, it was like the day before we did the show. I was at Michael's house, and we're sitting there talking about the game, and he had just beaten it, so he was just doing some extra stuff. Oh, he was in
Muspelheim or Niflheim.
Niflheim. He was in Niflheim. He was trying to get all as many Mist Echoes as he could, and so like you know, I was just watching him play for a second, and he was like, well, so what did you think of the ending? I go, don't tell me, but what did you think? He goes, it was good. Like you could tell, you know, he was disappointed, but he was talking about it. And then he goes, you know, one thing that bothers me is you don't see Thor or Odin in the whole movie or the whole game. And I kind of just looked at him. And I go, you're a dick for that. You know that? And he goes, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize until after I said it. But technically, you do see Thor. Technically,
yeah. If you want to consider the last 2 seconds to be,
yeah.
I think what he's trying to say is they're not part of the story as much as you would want them to.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I definitely agree. But the thing is, I disagree with both of you about it because you guys both said it was underwhelming, right?
No, I didn't think it was underwhelming. I was pretty satisfied with the end, but I could understand what Michael's issues were with it being. Michael did think it was underwhelming. And I kind of agreed with him in some aspects that, you know, it's a very small issue where it's like you want more. It's just something that you want more of.
Yeah, I feel like the game could have been like they ended it too soon. There could have been more. I was expecting like a boss fight or something in Jotunheim.
Yeah, I said that too last week. I you would think that at least like some sort of. Like maybe that last Baldur fight could have been in Jotunheim instead of Ethelmoor's corpse.
Yeah, yeah. But doing it at the corpse added that whole Freya taking over the corpse and making the battle bigger than it was.
In Jotunheim. What if Freya came with you to came over there and used all those fucking?
That's true. That's true. I did like the ending. I liked how, because like to me, what this game was about was establishing the relationship between Kratos and Atreus. Yes, and that
for sure.
Yeah,
but I think we were also saying like it's probably just more that we're spoiled by like God of War 2 and God of War 3, where basically just
Kratos
murdering everyone, and.
Yeah, and see, yeah, but see, I think Michael has it like with God of War 1. It does obviously it had brutal puzzles, it all that stuff. But again, what they're doing is Kratos is like the whole point. Like, okay, I was talking to Michael about the Blades of Chaos, right? When you get them back, I was super fucking psyched when you get them, right? After you got them back, how often did you use them?
I used them whenever. I use the axe more, but.
But, exactly.
But the purpose, like they were there for fighting the what are they called in that game?
The Hellwalkers.
I keep wanting to call them White Walkers.
That's what they're at. But think about this though. Okay, now what do the Blades of Chaos represent to Kratos? They represent a flawed past that he wants to forget. When he gets them, he gets them because they need to serve this purpose, because they only can do this. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that's why he pulls them out. He pulls them out because he has to. It's like as a gamer, it was like, fuck yeah, I'm super happy. I'm super happy they're back. And then, but you realize that because the combat is so much different, the game has changed. That you can't play it the same way.
Yeah, like you can't use the same combo. You can't use the same like what is it, square, square, triangle combo over and over. But like, I found them to be just as effective as the axe in most situations.
Yeah. Hey, Jiro, hold on. I need a. We'll continue this in a second, okay?
All right, we're back.
We're back. All right. I apologize that there was. Stuff going on here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I wonder if Chubb if he'll join us, because I know he should be getting either he's either home from work now or he's. I doubt.
Yeah, I don't think he even needs the app to actually join. I think.
Yeah, he might not. So we're talking about God of War, Blades of Chaos. I was saying that they're cool when you first get them, but it's like a reminder of like, okay, well, you know, like he's moved on to other things.
Yeah.
Like to me, the axe felt like with the axe when you did attacks, I felt like you could feel them. You know what I mean? You could feel them hitting the enemy.
Yeah.
With the Blades of Chaos, like they were good for if you're surrounded or the Hellwalkers and such, but yeah. I felt like they just felt too. I don't know. They weren't the same for me.
Yeah, they didn't have the weight that the axe has. So.
And so one of the things too is like that's part of like Kratos' thing. Like, is like he's moved on. He's not the violent person he was before. Like right. they pushed that point with Baldur in the very beginning before he even knows Baldur. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. He shows up to his house, and Kratos' response is like, "You have the wrong house. Go."
Yeah.
His old Kratos would have just chopped his fucking head off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's kind of the point of like why he wasn't as violent, and then when he did get violent, it was when he needed to get violent. And again, with the final fight with Baldur, even Atreus is like, "Father, he's beaten." Because Kratos lost control of himself, you know. It's one of those things where I think it was a conscious choice for them to dial back the violence.
Yeah, I definitely think so too. I don't mind that the violence wasn't as much as it was. I don't mind that the violence wasn't all there. We were talking about it last week. I wish there were a little more unique. Bosses than there were trolls.
Yeah. The hell was that?
What?
Did you hear that? There was like a bunch of beeping just now?
Yeah, that sounded like it was more on your part though.
Yeah, I don't know what it was though. That was weird. but yeah, you're right. But and see, and I think to go back to the original God of War, I think because with Greek mythology, you have all these, you have satyrs. You have the minotaurs and centaurs and cyclops.
Even if it were, I don't know. Maybe it's just being too spoiled. I don't know. Just being needier than I should be. But I wish there were just like even if the trolls had a little more uniqueness from each other, like.
Yeah,
like all they were color changes. The only ones that were the only one that was different was the one in Helheim, and that one was cool. But
yeah, they teleported and shit. But yeah.
Other than Baldur, Magni, and Modi, like those are the only guys you really fight.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Though, like the anytime I had to fight a troll, I just sighed. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Fuck another troll. Like fuck the trolls, man. Like they were terrible. But I think when it came to enemies, I think because the Greek mythology has so many, like, I don't want to say smaller characters, but characters they could use in a smaller capacity.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Norse mythology, it's really only about the gods of the giants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't really hear much about, you know, anything else.
Yeah, that's another thing. It seems like they just kind of killed off all the giants.
So, well, you
know, yeah. Seemingly, at least when you go to Jotunheim, everybody's dead.
Yeah,
nobody else.
That is kind of a thing in Norse mythology,
really?
Where, yeah, like because the whole thing about Norse and to be fair, I'm getting most of my I've done some reading on Norse mythology on my own, but most of the information that I have currently is based on the book by Neil Gaiman called. Norse mythology. He literally just tells the stories of Loki, Thor, like of the gods of you know,
right.
And in the preface, he's talking about how like because the way these stories were told and the way the tribes were set at the time, it was like okay, There were some tribes that worshipped the Aesir gods, and some that what are the other ones called?
I don't know. They just call it. I don't know what the other ones are called. It's just the Aesir and the giants.
No, there was another. I forget what because Freya was an Aesir. And then Odin and Thor and their
No. Odin and Thor are Aesir. Freya is something else. Freya is. I know what you're talking about now. Vanir.
Okay. Yeah. You're right. So I confuse them. But so some gods, some tribes worship Aesir. Some worship the Vanir. Uh-huh. And when those tribes either join forces or one took over another or whatever it may be, their compromises were. Because the gods were so similar, they be kind of like, okay, well, these gods started hanging out with these gods, uh-huh, kind of thing. You know what I mean? And they changed up some of the and for the game, I'm saying they changed up some of the Freya isn't Baldur's mother,
right?
And you know what I mean? But like, you know, for the game purposes,
yeah. And Kratos isn't Loki. Like Atreus is supposed to be Loki. Like we talked about last week, and Loki is somebody else's daughter. It is Faye's daughter and or Faye's son, and somebody. I don't know if it's actually Odin or not, though.
No, it's not Odin. It's he's the son. He's a blood brother to Odin. He is a giant though. He's the son of a giant. Uh-huh. So and then Loki goes on to have kids.
I know he's the son of a giant. The giant is Laufey. Which is Fae short.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But what was I going to say now? Oh, but okay. And then Loki has the three kids, the world snake,
there's a wolf, and there's something else.
Yeah. Okay. What's the wolf's name? It starts with an F.
Is it?
What?
Not Fenrir, is it?
Yeah, Fenrir the wolf.
Oh, okay.
And then Hel.
Okay.
So those are his three kids. He has the two sons and the daughter. Hel goes to hell, obviously, and she becomes a ruler of the dead. Fenrir the wolf, and then the world snake. And so, what you were saying about the world snake, about Kratos being the world snake, is possible.
Yeah.
But so it's also possible because Tyr is the god of war.
Yeah.
In Norse mythology. So it's kind of possible that he's Tyr as well, like you said.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, but like I'm curious to see it because...
Hello? You cut out.
Brushed over it, but okay. What's that?
You cut out for a second. What was that?
Oh, I said there's one thing you guys didn't talk about. There was final tile that Kratos sees that Atreus doesn't. Remember when it shows Atreus? Did you guys?
Yeah, we kind of said we're kind of like Michael over kinda, concluded that it was Atreus killing him, but I didn't really go too deep, and I'm like, yeah, it could be that, or it could be some sort of. I think I went into the transition about Kratos being the world snake without actually explaining why that thought came into my head at that point. But it was but it was because somebody I had remember somebody saying that what if that's like that would be because you know how like all that shit was like coming out of each other, their mouths,
and it looked
like a snake. So maybe it had something to do with that, like.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna go with. Either that, or it looks like what I'm thinking is maybe because I'm thinking Atreus is probably gonna end up becoming the new hero for the game.
You think so?
I think so. If not in the next game, by the end of the trilogy, I think they're gonna make it into a trilogy.
Yeah, at the end of it. And if they make it past the end of the trilogy, they'll have Atreus will be developed enough, and then they'll be like years later. And Atreus be like some sort of bona fide badass, like.
Wait, because at the end of the game, it said what? 2 years later?
It's going to be. They said a few years later. They didn't specify, but from what I understand, Fimbulwinter lasts three winters, which is 3 years. So
3 years, yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking. So I'm thinking Atreus is gonna. It's gonna be like. It's gonna be like Teen Groot. You know what I mean? Atreus is gonna be a teenager. He's gonna be obviously. He's gonna be more skilled when you see him the next time. So I think whatever they do, whatever they're gonna do with the next one is gonna be more of a like not quite a buddy thing. I think Kratos is still gonna be more powerful, but Atreus is gonna be way more powerful than he is.
I think he's gonna get a lot more arrogant before he starts becoming.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think probably by the end of it, what's gonna happen is. Like, because I like your World Snake theory, but what I was thinking, what I saw in that thing is I'm thinking, Kratos dies. I didn't get Atreus killing Kratos.
I didn't think so either. That wasn't my first thought when I saw that. It was more something else. It was more like
to me it looked more like Atreus was like Kratos had died and Atreus was there holding his head, kind of thing. You know what I mean? And then what I'm thinking is either the Spartan rage or something like his power. It was leaving Kratos and entering Atreus.
You think so?
Yeah, because if you look at the way the tentacles were, they were connected at the mouth and it was going up and it looked like they were going away, but it just looped back around.
Right.
So they were like it was moving to the other.
Yeah, it was going from one to the other.
Atreus is giving his life force to Kratos to bring him back, or Kratos is giving his power to Atreus. So we'll see. But that's just, you know, theories and other stuff.
Right.
What was I going to say? But yeah, I overall I enjoyed the game. I liked the ending a lot. I think it was a perfect way to, like, yeah, I expected a boss battle there. But I think just the way they and then like how they show that handprint on that final like wall you climb up, kind of to show that she's been the one marking all the paths the whole time. Yeah. You know, that was cool. There was like all those little things were like where they pretty much buttoned everything up, other than what's gonna happen with the guy. Like, what do the gods want? You know what I mean? The whole thing with the mom and their relationship.
I feel like the whole thing was what Odin wanted was to get, because, well, I guess the whole thing was that Odin wanted to get to Jotunheim, right? And that's why they wanted to get Faye, because she would know how to get there. And they were looking for her. And the whole time, Baldur was actually looking for Faye.
But he was sensing that Ash is not the... And he thought Kratos was a giant, not... He was falling in the ashes. I get that. And the thing is, because Odin wants, like, and that's true with all, like, anything I've ever read in Norse mythology, is all Odin wants to do is stop Ragnarok. Uh-huh. That's all he cares about. He's obsessed with stopping Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And in that, he's actually causing Ragnarok.
Yeah.
You know, just like in Thor Ragnarok. Uh-huh. Like he was so obsessed with stopping it, he caused it more than anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? The one that brought fucking, I forget the guy's name, the Flame Giant.
I forget. I think they actually mention it in Muspelheim.
Yeah, they do, and I just can't think of his name. Starts with an S.
Something. It's like it's supposed to be. Oh my god, it's gonna kill me now.
God, let me see. Surtur?
Surtur, yeah.
I think that's what they call him in the movie too, right? Surtur.
I don't know. I don't remember from the movie.
I think it is.
There was
something else I brought up. Yeah, he was an actual, yeah. Well, all the giants were actual giants. It was just the Ravens. Yeah, he was a giant. But you know, it's weird because like they talk about how like not all giants are giants, but when you get to Jotunheim, all the giants there
are giants,
are actual giants.
Like the only giant that you know that is not actually a giant is Faye, because she because if they didn't know she was a giant up until the actual point, like
that's fucking weird. Oh god, I'm gonna share the story with you. Okay, we're gonna go. We'll get off this for a second. I got to share this story with you just because I read the sub. I read the subject of this, like, you know, the headline of this article,
right?
And I clicked on it, knowing damn well what it, like, you know. So James Gunn has revealed Guardians of the Galaxy 3 title. What do you think is going to be called?
Fucking Warlock.
No, okay, you're wrong. What is the second one called?
Volume 2.
So what do you think the third?
Volume 3.
Yes, Volume 3. But I clicked on the article thinking like, oh shit, I wonder what they're going to call it.
You fucking got you guys.
You thought it was- But you know what? I had an idea though. Okay. And this is a stretch. And I know it's a bad joke, but go with me here, okay? So, at the end of Volume 2, because the reason it's called Guardians Volume 2 was a play off the Awesome Mix, right?
Was it?
Because Guardians 1 had the Awesome Mix, and then at the end of Guardians 2, or at the end of Guardians 1, he gets Awesome Mix Volume 2 from his mom. You get what I'm saying? So then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, right?
What about...
But at the end of
Guardians of the Galaxy mixtape.
No, well, I was gonna say because okay, you know how his Walkman gets destroyed at the end of the second movie, right? And it gets to the Zune. So they should have called it Guardians of the Galaxy, MP3.
Okay.
It's a stretch, but you know what I mean, like to play off the tapes are gone, so he's moving.
I should hire you.
Right? Shit. Can't write. Okay, and then I got a couple random stories I just kind of want to run through really quick.
Before we get into the random stories, I don't know if you paid attention or not, but since they did announce a bunch of Call of Duty Black Ops 4 stuff.
Yes, I did. You know what? I wanted to get to that too. They're getting there no storyline, no single player storyline.
They're adding a battle royale mode, which we don't know much about, except
and,
for the fact that it exists.
Well, I played PUBG and I played a little bit of Fortnite.
Right, but
Fortnite.
We don't know anything about how they're going to implement it because they're going to have airship and like you could be in helicopters and there's land battles or.
It's gonna be weird.
Stuff, like, and the map, and they said something about 1,500 times the size of Nuketown. Is what the map?
What?
Is
wait,
be.
That's a terrible reference though, because Nuketown is.
Fucking but right. everybody on Reddit and on YouTube has been going crazy trying to find the most like legitimate answer to how big this map is going to be. And some have found probably the best one, and they said it's going to be about 7.5 square tiles in comparison, to like Fortnite or something, which is like 5. So it's going to be somewhere in between a Fortnite and a PUBG map.
Okay, so it's not going to be extremely massive like PUBG, but it's going to be big. Okay, yeah, because Fortnite maps they're not small by any means, but they're Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. Did you hear what PlayerUnknown fucking tweeted out to
Activision? No.
To Activision. Just welcome to the club.
They tried fucking suing everybody who tried to make a fucking battle royale for the first fucking 5 games that came out. After them, so
that's
they
true.
Probably realize like, oh, we can't fuck with a AAA title person.
Yeah, you know why they're fucking with Activision. I mean, from what I've seen, like the zombie mode looks.
Yeah, the zombie mode. They're going to be coming out. They're going to be launching with 3 zombie maps, which is crazy.
Yeah,
they're going to have one a retro. I call it a retro map. It's an older map that they from previous Call of Duties. It's like remastered, I guess you could say. And then have like this weird gladiator one, which I don't know. I'm really curious to see what that one's going to be about. If you can all use and stuff. I didn't see a stop sign in that trailer. And then there was a standard, like, a zombies map.
Oh, hold on. Am I losing signal here? What the hell's going on?
Nah, what happened?
I don't know. It sounded like you were breaking up for a second, but it wasn't me. No, we're good. I don't. Please apologize. We apologize for any glitches that are occurring or any sounds you hear. This is our first time, like we said, doing the show, not in the same room, not on the same device. But yeah, no, it looks good, man. But Black Ops, like Treyarch, has always been on point to me, anyways. Like they have always
put Black my Ops favorite 3 Call of Duty games. Was very disappointing for me just because I held them up to such a high standard. And
yeah.
But I do think this next multiplayer, from the multiplayer that I see, I see things that I'm very interested in. A lot of people don't like it or aren't liking it right now just because it's so different. Like, I don't know if you've actually seen it or not, but like for one thing, like the healing system now, after every gunfight or stuff, you have to stick yourself with a stim pack to heal. Or else you have to actually press a button to heal yourself instead of it just automatically healing over time.
Ooh, that's going to take some getting used to, especially because right now, when you're playing any kind of game you're playing right now, what's the first thing you do after a gun battle?
You hide.
Oh, I was going to say reload. But you know what I mean? So it's going to be reload. Reload, stim pack, hide. You know, like it's gonna take. It's gonna be that one extra step. He's like, "Fuck, I got caught in a reload." Nah, fuck, I got caught healing.
Well, no. What their whole thing is, you're allowed to shoot while you do pretty much everything other than reloading. So you can hit fire still while you're stim packing.
Okay, so that still works. That's cool. Did you see the Kingdom Hearts trailer that got released?
I saw my recommended for on YouTube, and I just never clicked on it. I never forgot to click on it.
It looks fucking like with Kingdom Hearts 3, I've kind of been like, okay, I'm excited about it. It's like, fuck, it's like never coming out. And then I'm excited about it.
Just because I think it's been like 2 years since we haven't even heard anything about it.
Yeah, this new trailer fucking looks, it looks, the only, like, honestly, the only way I can describe it is fucking magical.
Fucking magical, okay.
Magical. Like, okay, like, it's got that, okay, the thing about Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 is, like, it's Final Fantasy, but it has that Disney feel to it, right?
Right.
And this one, like, it was like, watching the trailer, it just made me feel like those old games made me feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just that magic and wonder about that game. Yeah, I
gotta definitely go watch that now.
Yeah, you should check that out. I'm trying to think of what else. Something else. Let me see if I have it, if I actually save the story. I think I have it. I think I have it on, I might have saved it on Facebook. What the fuck? Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be Mysterio?
Is that in a Spider-Man confirmed? Sequel? I didn't hear anything about Mysterio, but I heard Jake Gyllenhaal was in talks for a major villain spot in the next Homecoming movie.
A new contract for Spider-Man 2 and any sequels that might follow. Jake Gyllenhaal was waving in the wings to take the job. Let's see here. Hollywood Reporter has news casting Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio, which marks the first time the Marvel Comics villain has made it to the big screen. First time that actor has played any. So, yeah, it looks like it's been confirmed. And they've also confirmed that Michael Keaton is going to be back in the next movie, too.
What was that?
Michael Keaton's going to be back in the next movie as well.
How's that going
to? Yeah. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Gets out of prison, maybe? I don't know. Let me see here. What was I looking for? What was I looking for? I was looking for something. And I ended up clicking on the Trump article. Oh, there was something else released. That's what I was looking for. Thundercats, bullshit. Deadpool, Chadwick Boseman. Oh, go back to God of War really quick. I read this article. And this article, okay. TRPS, we've never had an issue with gays, transgenders, or anything like that. We had a transgender on the show. Glitch was a female-to-male transition. Mid-transition, when she was on the show, or when he was on the show. So I read this article, and the subject, the headline of the article is, in God of War, moms come last.
Okay.
And then the subtitle is, in a game very much about fathers and sons, the role of a mother is to be invisible or toxic.
I don't know what to say to that.
And like, so they go on to explain about how Kratos is a terrible father, but the forces, like, both of them, was a terrible mother, you know. Even though Atreus is armed with the skills that his mother taught him, world, essentially alone. Kratos is a not their father, but his mother was a secretive, invisible person. Like, they're like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
And then they get into the whole Freya thing about how she, you know, took away, like, wouldn't let anything hurt Baldur because, you know, she was afraid for him to die. You know, it's like, so she was an overbearing, over nurturing
mother.
Mother. But no, there was another, like, you know, whereas Faye was loving. Yeah. Apparently, it's her fault she died.
I don't understand.
But Freya.
And we're back.
And we're back. Okay, so I was in the middle of brilliant monologue, apparently, because you were gone. How far did you get into what I was saying?
I don't. What were you talking about again?
I was talking about how moms are invisible or toxic in God of War.
The last thing you said, that moms are invisible and toxic.
Oh, wow, so you missed that whole thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, it's a terrible article about how that there's not enough positive female influences in God of War. And it was a transgender author who says that it's because this person is trans and they don't, I don't know, it's weird. It was just, it reminded them of a time they argued with their mom and he didn't talk to her for 3 days. And I don't know, it's bullshit. But it was just a terrible, terrible article, like shitting on God of War because it didn't like that there wasn't
because
female
present. What? I don't understand. I don't understand the point.
Yeah, I'll send you the article so you can read it. It's, yeah, it's fucking weird. Let's see, Black Ops 4 trailer. Talked about that. Sent you guys that. Oh shit! I know we got away from God of War or from Deadpool 2 already, but apparently because okay, in the first Deadpool they made some Green Lantern jokes, right? In the second one, apparently there's another Green Lantern joke. Okay, well, Warner Brothers has tweeted to Ryan Reynolds. All they said was we're gonna need that ring back, and it has a picture of one of the Green Lanterns. From the Lantern Corps, like having his hand out, like he's reaching for the ring. So Warner Brothers is apparently they're not a fan of him, making jokes.
That was a
Green Lantern
joke. That's a good ass joke.
Is it? Nah, I can't wait to see it. I'm. Wait, today's Monday, right?
Yeah, today's Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
I'm gonna go see it tomorrow then. What's up? Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, no, it sounded like you disconnected for a second. Okay. fucking. So yeah, I got a bunch of these random ass stories. Let me rattle some of these off. Hold on.
Do you have to? Is your story gonna be a lot? Like a long way?
Yes. So I'm almost done. Okay. Relax.
It's going to be a long show?
No, it's almost done.
But it's going to be a long
show. Okay, it'll be a long show. All right. Apparently, she's doing something she's not supposed to be doing because she was me in here distracted for a long time. okay, you know about the Star thing with those, they call the cops on those two black dudes and they weren't doing shit, but just not buying anything.
With the Starbucks?
Yeah.
You said the Starbucks, right? Yeah.
Okay, so there's a new one, and this one bothers me, okay? Uh-huh. So let me tell you, okay, Starbucks facing more racist cup with the word beaner on the label.
They have a cup that has...
Now let me...
Wait, they have a cup that says
beaner? Yeah, so... No, so you know when you go up to your thing and say, hey, this, you know, name on the cup... Right? Uh-huh. So, well, when he got his cut back, they wrote Beaner. And he just happened to be a Hispanic gentleman. Right?
Yeah.
Now, this is the part that bothers me. Not because it said Beaner. Because the guy's name is Peter.
Peter?
Peter, yeah. P-E-T-E-R. Just like mine. So I guarantee you this is what happened. Dude walked up. Let me get a large mocha frappuccino, please. They made it. Okay. What's your name, sir? My name is Peter. Excuse me, sir. It's Peter. So they just wrote. Did he just say his name is Peter? Yeah. Sir. It's Peter. Okay. No problem. So they wrote Beaner on the fucking cup. They weren't calling him a beaner. His name is Peter. Peter Beaner is not that big of a difference. But you know, but because this guy happened to be a beaner,
yeah. I think I saw. He said he there was like he did a bit where like he likes to make he likes to fuck with the Starbucks people, and he said his name was Panis. He said his name was Panis, and. They asked him to spell it. He's like, okay, yeah, it's spelled P-E-N-I-S.
Oh, God, I'm going to do that. I have to do that. oh, God. There was one. It's one of my favorite memes that I've seen. And it's a Starbucks cup that says C-A-R-K on it. And then the subtitle says, "I told them my name was Mark with a C." So, yeah. So the Starbucks is just terrible at writing names down. That's all it is. It's the, you know, the guy's name was Peter. They wrote Beaner. It sounds close enough. And this other one that I have that's not related to anything, really.
People who try to get them to write down stupid names, and they're just like, all right, whatever, he wants to write down Beaner. Like,
Yeah, exactly. There was one, it was on either Tumblr or Reddit, I can't remember now. But it was like, I went into Starbucks, it was like the story, and they showed a picture of a cup that said Voldemort on it. And so the person went in, ordered their drink, obviously told the person his name was Lord Voldemort. At the freaking thing, oh, I have a drink here for Lord, for he who shall not be named.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's like that. I mean, but so they'll play along if you tell them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was another one I saw that like, the dude told him that his name was Daddy, so they wrote Daddy on the fucking cup.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, don't do that shit. So this guy, they verified three times, four times, this guy's name was Beaner.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's just one of those things that it makes me laugh. have you heard this bullshit, the Lanny and Yanny and Laurel thing?
Yeah, I hear Laurel.
You hear Laurel? Okay, I hear Laurel as well. Jasmine hears Laurel. I have one coworker that hears Yanni.
Yeah, on Twitter, so, on Twitter, like, all my friends hear Yanni, and I'm like, you guys are fucking high.
Like, yeah. Well, and I've seen one video, like, he has it open in, like you know, remember the app we used to use to record the show? The one that on the computer?
Yeah.
Well, he's playing the song, the track over, and he's adjusting the bass and treble. He adjusts it. Supposedly, I hear Laurel the whole time. But apparently, the guys that work there, so when like when they adjust it one way, then okay, I hear Yanni. Then they hear it just at the other, because the different adjustments cause them very different ways.
Uh-huh.
So, but just for the record, it is Laurel. He's saying.
Oh really?
The voice actor that came out, the voice actor that actually recorded it, came out and said, "I am saying Laurel." He found it on the internet. It's like someone fucking tagged him in it. Like, isn't this you? And I forget what he said it was, but yeah, he actually said Laurel.
Yeah.
So.
How weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Zombieland 10th anniversary. 10 years since Zombieland came out.
Zombieland. Yeah. Yeah. You saw me. You saw that text I sent, right? They just.
Oh, yeah.
Greenlight. Yeah. Number 2.
Yep. That's how they celebrated the 10th anniversary by greenlighting the scene. Apparently, the original cast is all confirmed.
Yep.
So that's going to be fucking awesome. Even Bill Murray.
Even Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Didn't they kill him as a zombie, or did they just trap him somewhere?
I don't know if they killed him as a zombie. That was, well, they wrapped him up and they threw him off the balcony.
Yeah. Okay.
But they did shoot him in the head, so I don't think he's coming back as a zombie.
You think he's just going to be a dead body? He's just going to be a dead body on the floor for like 10 minutes?
Yeah, right?
They're just going to look at his body for a little bit.
Yeah, they're just going to stand over him like still Woody Harrelson's still going to be pissed about it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things he never got over. But that's fucking awesome. I'm psyched about that shit. Let me see here.
No, he didn't shoot him in the head. He shot him in the chest with a shotgun.
Oh, no, you're right, because he talks. He talks. There's that whole, like, oh, I get it. It was a, yeah, you're right. So he could come back as a zombie.
What if he never actually died?
He survived.
There was that one part when he was dying, when he was talking, he went quiet, and then he woke back up again for a second. So what if he died and they just threw him off the balcony and he crawled off somewhere?
That would be awesome. That would he just survived. That would be so fucking cool. Have you seen Captain America meme that's been going on right now?
Which one?
It's it's a screenshot from Homecoming. PSA, okay. the one that said, so you got,
yeah.
So right now there's a bunch, so you thought Black Ops would be good. So it's just a bunch of different things like that. Yeah.
I think the most people who are saying that Black Ops won't be good are just have like a preference for. I think this game is going to be a lot different than what you would know it to be, and I think that's what.
Oh yeah,
people.
Well, they're finally taking the game in a semi new direction.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
so.
It's new for Call of Duty. A lot of people are being dumb about it and being like, "Oh, it's not new. They're just copying stuff." But the thing is, it's new for them, so it's not.
It's new for them. Yeah.
Like there's very little room for innovation nowadays in video games.
Yeah, I mean, because everything's been like, even like fucking people complain about movies. You know what I mean? Oh, like, oh, they're just copying off of the. Everything's been done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything has been done. There's like there's no new ideas anymore.
Right.
You know. So, I was gonna send you this picture. I'll send it to you afterwards. They're rebooting Thundercats. the new show.
Yeah, the cartoon.
Okay. Yeah, it's Thundercats Roar. And it looks like, okay. Have you seen Steven Universe?
Yeah.
It looks like they're okay. They're saying, okay, what if we got Adventure Time,
Thundercats,
and Steven Universe, and then made a Thundercats cartoon about it? Because the art style looks like Steven Universe. Okay.
So it looks kind of like the current Teen Titans type of stuff. Like it.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. They're Teen Titaning it. It might as well just be called Thundercats Go.
Gotcha.
But it's Thundercats Roar. But like, yeah, it's like the fat. They're short, fat.
They're not making those classic cartoons anymore for adults. They're making them for children. They're making them for.
And like they're, you know what? And I saw on Reddit,
like, this not one. Even cartoons, like good cartoons are like from back in the day, were not necessarily for adults, but they had more adult undertones.
Yeah, and you know what? And some of the shows, like some of the better shows that are out there right now, have those adult undertones. So they're still intelligent. Like there's one that Jasmine watches called "We Bear Bears." It's not obviously it's not the most intelligent fucking cartoon in the world, but it has a decent premise. It's got some good stories. It's a good, you know, the comedy is there. It's not just weird for weird. You know what I mean? And I think, like, as much as I love Adventure Time, I think Adventure Time kind of opened the door for, like, oh, that's fucking weird. We can make a cartoon about it.
I never really got into Adventure Time. I never thought it was, like, amazing. Like, everyone praises it, but I never really...
Well, because, like, the thing about it, it's this weird, silly cartoon that has a super fucking deep story. You know what I mean? With the whole, like, apocalypse and fucking Finn being the last human and, like... It's got a really deep story. Obviously, you don't get that deep into it towards the end, but I don't know. It's well done. But I think that opened the door for, like I said, for weird shit to be just like, oh, let's just make weird cartoons now. Like that, because Adventure Time seemingly doesn't make sense, but when you watch it, it's like, okay, it kind of does, you know? Where the other stuff is just like there was this one cartoon called Uncle Grandpa or some shit. Like that one was just like what?
Yeah.
it was just weird to be weird. That there was no, you know. And then like what was the other show that Jasmine was watching? I legit turned it off and was like, no, you're not gonna watch this show anymore. Cause it was just like picture SpongeBob.
Uh-huh.
But if all the characters were Patrick.
But if all the kids, what?
It was just okay. Like so, like SpongeBob. There was SpongeBob. There was a hyperactive, loud character. But he was like they were all like all the characters that are in SpongeBob, but they're all as retarded as Patrick.
Okay.
Like they're not saying anything. They're just making noise. Like literally, I watched for 5 minutes of the show, and it was literally. Like that was it was 5 minutes of that.
Dumber after watching it,
yeah. I was like, "What? What is it?" Like Adventures of Gumball. That's that one I actually enjoy. It's funny and it's got like it's the art style's weird. It's like it's weird, but it's still entertaining. There's a story behind it. There's shit put into it, you know. Yeah, exactly. But like. Like that, oh god, I wish I could remember the name of that show, because it was just weird. It was just literally, it was just two characters going back and forth, 5 minutes of that conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like yeah, you're not watching the show ever again. I think on that note, I think we can wrap it up.
Yeah, I've been going for.
Not counting the times we broke. It's been about an hour. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitter, @RealPressStart. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, fucking Spreaker. The podcast apps right now are acting up because the hosting site we were using, podcast.com, has been acting up. That's why we're making the switch to Anchor, really. Because the other app we were, other site we were using is for whatever reason, it's not letting us upload shows. And so, if you do follow us on a podcast app like Podcast Addict or something like that, we'll have to search for our show again. All our old episodes are still going to be there because all our old episodes are on Anchor. So all our old episodes will be there, but you'll have to resubscribe. So please do. And on that note, game over. No more questions. All right, now I got to stop it.